Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Got my man Ahmet in the village. We got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to discuss. More than likely, we're not going to hit any village idiots or knee-jerk reactions or anything like that. Trump has provided us with enough show to do a show. So let's just jump right into it, man. All right. Forget the pleasantries. Let's just jump right into it. The terror attack in Virginia, bro. We saw what happened, right? You as an American, what was your initial thoughts when you saw this man plow his vehicle into this crowd of people? All right, let's kind of work our way backwards. What were your thoughts?
So I was thought yesterday evening, I was coming back home after school. This was around 10:30 in the night. And I just turned on BBC, and I didn't want to hear anything about Trump. And I wanted to hear something from the outside. And guess what? Trump was there. And when I heard what he said, I thought his statement on Monday was more like something he read from the prompter. So for me, inside me, it was like, oh, today he probably came out and genuinely spoke what he wanted to speak. But then when I started hearing the words, I was just shocked that a person who is the president of our country in 21st century is actually having the views of a person who is from probably early 20th century. I was straight up shocked. And as I said the last time, for me, the worst thing was that he actually confirmed my belief that he's not the president of the United States. He's the president of a certain ethnic group, and that is it. He's not our president. He's just a president of a certain ethnic group. I want him to be my president, but he's not giving me a reason to believe he's my president.
I 100% agree there. And see, my initial thought was when I saw this happen, I was like, damn. I was like, what in the hell would cause somebody to run their vehicle into somebody, right? I like to look at things from every angle. I really do. I'm like, okay, so was he provoked? Was he attacked? I'm looking for everything. Because before I hop on this mic and get in front of people, I want to know that I have all the facts as well. So I'll give President Trump that much. But after watching the video over and over and over again, it was clear that it was just an attack. The person was upset for whatever reason, right? And no matter how you spin it, even if you say he was attacked, you don't drive into the crowd, right? Common sense would say, if the attack is going on in front of you, back up. So that was a deliberate attack. And I hope when this is all said and done, I hope he is charged with... you know what? I'm not a fan. I am not a fan of the death penalty. I'm not. But something major has to happen to this man. Something absolutely powerful has to happen to him. Because this has to send a clear message that this will not be tolerated in this country. You cannot drive your fucking vehicle into a crowd of people because you are upset about race relations in this country, right? You cannot do that. And that's what I'm so irritated about. It is so many people on my timeline as far as social media that is actually justifying this shit. They're justifying it. They're finding ways to justify it. Oh, well, they didn't have the permits to be out there counter-protesting and this, that, and the third. Well, you know what? In this day and age, if you cannot go out there and protest hate, because this is a hate group. This isn't some Antifa where they're saying, you know, Antifa is its own entity and its own deal. But this is a racial damn hate group. That's it. That's why I'm so irritated. A hate group has now decided they can literally take the mask off because our president has literally said, hey guys, it's okay. I got you.
What I'm going to say is someone like this guy who drove his car into people, that was the ending of those 2 days in Charlottesville. The problem started way before that, and it started on the campus of the university the night before. I believe it was Saturday night.
Friday
night. It started over there. And one of the things which everyone is saying is like the Nazis and these dark-sided people, they had the permit, but the other guys, the people who were against them, did not have the permit. So the question we have to ask as a society is, if the hate group has a permit and the other side in which the direction we want the society to go does not have the permit, isn't it all of us, it's not all of our responsibility that we go against that hate group? If someone is saying something bad in front of me about a certain ethnic group, isn't it, even if I do not have a permit to protest, I see something wrong, isn't it my moral obligation at that time? I protect that person even if it happens to injure me. Isn't that who we are about as human beings? And that's where I look at these people who are protesting against these ultra-right-wing people. They were standing on the moral ground, the higher moral ground. And I don't see why people are having a problem just because they did not have a permit. We cannot let people who are haters to just walk through our street. We cannot do that. They should know that our voice is louder than them. If we are not going to protest them, one of the things I did in the Navy was that when I saw something which was negative, even if I was the only guy in the room, I would raise that voice so that everyone else would know that that their voice is not the only voice in the room. There are different opinions on that issue.
You know, I'm dumbfounded at the lack of empathy going around in this country. It blows me away to see how many people blamed her for being down there protesting. I actually saw that. I actually have people on my timeline and in other social media forums where they're actually justifying what he did, right? That hurts my spirit because I'm looking at what went down, right? You said it, Ahmed, when you can march on the campus of a major university and the chant was Jews will not replace us. Jews are not looking to replace any damn body. How about we coexist as one people? That's it. Coexist. I'm not trying to take away from you. You don't take away from me. You don't have to like me personally, but at least respect me as a human being. Respect my life. Respect my wife's life. Respect my children's life. Respect. And that's what the biggest thing about all this is. So what? They didn't have any damn permits. Who cares? They didn't have permits to anti-protest. Hate. So damn what? So what?
Kevin, the thing which we need to understand is that when you're dealing with people who are ultra, like they're absolutely to the extreme, they are so hell-bent on their beliefs that almost nothing can change them. The only thing which can change them is basically someone else to come in front of them and basically scream them down. And that's what was going on over there. What made the situation worse was that one side had weapons on them, automatic weapons. You and I, both of us have been trained on those weapons. We know what they can do. And they had those kind of weapons. The police were not armed at that level. So these guys who were on the ultra-right side, they were armed. Just imagine what would happen if the people who start arming themselves are on the left and they both face off each other on the street. Till now, the right thinks that they are the only people who have access to these weapons. What would happen if people on the left start arming themselves? They both meet on the street, and I'm going to use the word poor police. I really would use that word. The police is not going to be armed at the same capability at which the left and the right would be armed at each other. Are we going to see street battles? Is that where we are headed?
In the middle of America, we are in a society where this was deemed okay. And I said it several times. I've said this, Ahmed, several times. If black and brown people had been out there with semi-automatic weapons, it would have been a different damn scenario. White militia groups out there protecting people that are literally saying they're on social media, they're in these websites. They want to exterminate, right? Look at David Duke, and I'm going to jump on David Duke for a quick second. I'm going to throw it to you. I look at David Duke, right? And he's literally like, hey, President Trump, thanks. Thank you. We're trying to fulfill his goal. We're taking our country back. We're cleansing the country. We're cleansing the country? But
The sad thing about David Duke is when I look at him and I'm like, dude, you need to take some vitamins and you need to have some mixture in your family because it almost looks like you guys have been inbreeding. Like, that guy looks like he's falling over. I think he's so pure that his brain is basically mushed up. He's missing some parts of his body or he has some extra fingers on him. Like, it almost looks like that. And that guy is almost a joke. President H.W. Bush, the first president, he actually denounced him. And they both were Republicans. They denounced him. And he's back. And guess why is he back? He's because of a new president.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason he can speak all this is because of a new president. And that's what a new president has done. He has brought in people out of the closet. David Duke's ideology was dead. Before I came into this country, I think his ideology was dead. Guess what? It's back alive. And guess why is it alive? Because we have the new president.
Mm-hmm. We have a president that literally cannot denounce them. Right? It took him, 72 hours before he finally said, hey, I'm not with them. You can hop on Twitter and talk about the black CEO that said, I'm not fucking with you because you can't do this. You did that within an hour, right? Some people say he did it within 15 minutes. I don't know. Yep. I saw the tweet within the hour. That's when I personally saw it. If it happened sooner than that, so be it. I can't call that. I'm calling what I saw, right? Within the hour, he is denouncing this guy. But what you're telling me is you have to wait for all the facts to denounce the KKK, neo-Nazis, and the alt-right. You have to wait? A simple statement,
Kevin,
man.
Let me point out one thing, Kevin. So, our president's father was a member of the KKK. In 1927 or something around that time, his father, Fred Trump, was actually arrested in New York City. And Donald Trump still denies that his father was not a member of KKK. One very simple question which can be asked our president is, did he ever, and I mean it in a very simplistic term, did he ever use words, ethnic slurs, against different ethnic groups? Did he call Indians like me, like dotheads? Did he call African Americans the N-word? Did he call something else to people who are from south of the border? Did he do any of that? And I can guarantee you, in his personal moment and when he's thinking in his thought, that's how he looks at people like us. Inside him, he looks at us as low people. He's from a different century. He hasn't grown up to the idea. I'm pretty sure he almost hates the idea that his daughter is married to a Jew. It's so abundantly clear that when he looks at those people who were marching and he looks at them as like these guys were peaceful protesters and they had the permit, and then they're speaking such things about people who follow the Jewish faith and all these other things, and then his own daughter is married to a Jew. I think that burns him. Inside him, I think he's a dark man. It's very hard for him. The progress the society is making in becoming more diverse, and he's having a very hard time. And if you look at him and then you compare the people who were protesting, they are his people. That's his views. That's why he came out. He wasn't really defending them. He felt like he was attacked. He was defending himself. He is the those people are his incarnation, and he is their incarnation. They are one and the same. There's no difference between these two people. Our president is David Duke, and David Duke is our president. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... Man, it's this whole thing is sickening for me. I am literally just... I'm sick to my stomach. This happened a couple of days ago, right? It's Wednesday. This incident happened over the weekend. When I initially, and I remember there were some reports that we had, you and I kind of discussed, and just to see these individuals marching on a college campus, to see David Duke, like I'm in my head, I'm literally, Ahmet, I am literally like, what year is it? What year are we in right now? It's 2017, and we have people marching on college campuses, bold face. No more mask, Ahmet. The mask have come off. There is no more hiding. These individuals are like, yo, we're here. So what? And it still blows me away, right? I've seen people say, oh, well, I mean, it's just a couple of hundred guys. So what? That right there, what happened in Virginia, what happened in Charlottesville and on the campus of Virginia, that was a recruiting. There are young kids out there that don't know what they want to do. They just know that they feel disenfranchised. That was a recruiting. So today, 200, next year, 2,000, and so on and so forth. I believe the ACLU said there's 130 different chapters of racial hate groups, or I forget the exact verbiage. But if you for 1 minute do not think that these groups are not growing and growing and growing, you are a fool. They are growing, and they will continue to grow as long as this man is president. At this point, I'll take Pence. To hell with it. I'll take Ryan. The hell with it. But this man is literally inciting violence everywhere he goes. If he touches it, it becomes violent. And he can't even say, you know what? I don't really mess with them. No, he's just like, there's bad people on both sides. You gotta be killing me. You're killing me.
The thing is, I was in Charlottesville, I would be one of those bad people in his eyes. I would be one of those people. And you know me, and I would definitely be a bad guy in his eyes. And the thing is, those guys are marching in the night with those torches. The thing is, when I looked at that, and I was like, dude, first of all, you guys are walking in the night. I'm pretty sure you guys cannot afford fucking sunscreen. I'm sorry, but they cannot afford sunscreen. That's why they're walking in the night. If it was the day, they would probably be sunburned. And that was one of the reasons they were in the night. Then they're walking with those tiki torches. And the reason they're walking with tiki torches is because they don't know how to light up light up kerosene and fire on a wood. So and the other thing you should see is like how much their BMI is. They're much more fat than me. They're physically not that strong. And if you look at the proportion, like if you want to look at any, if you want a protest movement to grow, you need women to participate. It was like one woman in like 100. It was almost like if all these guys would procreate together, they will almost end up marrying each other's brothers and sisters. Like it was like a sad situation to look at them. Like they don't really have their base cannot grow because even the women are scared of them. Women don't want to be part of their movement. And if women are going to be part of their movement cannot grow. It's going to be just like a bunch of guys who are frustrated because no girls want to be with them. And I think it's all about frustration. No, they probably cannot get good jobs because they cannot work with Excel. And an Indian guy can come and work with Excel. And they cannot date women because their views are so crazy. And this is where they end up. So it's a sad situation. I feel bad for I feel bad for those guys in the way that they have nothing else to support them. They are just by themselves. Oh yeah, by the way, they have their guns, so they can have sex with their guns.
Well, the Met, there it is.
They have Met, nothing else.
you know something, the Met. This. Oh God, Ahmet, I don't know what to say to these people. Like it's so sickening to see this. This is America 2017. It takes you an hour to put down a black CEO for leaving you. Takes you 72 hours to denounce racist hate groups. Let that sink in. For all those that voted for him, did you see this coming? Because for the most part, we saw this coming.
I think the people who voted for him are still with him. I have spoken with people and I have friends of former friends or friends, and basically their views kind of match with him. And I would never name my friends, I would never out my friends. And these guys are predominantly of European heritage, and they have very hard feelings about people who do not look like them. And they voted for him, and they have absolutely no problem on. I can tell you that. And that's where the sad part is. You and I may never encounter Trump in our life, but we are going to encounter people among us who actually believe in what Trump is saying is actually right.
You know, I know for a fact that what he's saying is not right. I know that.
No, absolutely not.
I understand the hate speech. I understand what he's trying to do. Because at the end of the day, his base is going to stay with him. Regardless of what happens, that's not going to change. You're not going to change their minds. You can throw that logic or that game plan out of your mind. Not going to happen. However, there are people that were on the fence about Hillary Clinton, right? They were on the fence about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Some went towards Donald Trump because Trump is the outsider. He's the unknown. Most people feel like they know Hillary Clinton and they know what she's about and they know what she represents. However, how many of those same people are now looking like, what the fuck did I do? What have I done? What have I done to these people?
It's pretty hard. It's very tough. And how our elections are held with gerrymandering, it can become much darker. And how it can get darker is in a few different ways. One of the ways is if the Congress goes after him, in the Congress, he almost needs we need 2/3 majority in both the houses to basically to get rid of him. We may not be able to get that. Then there is a case which is going up to the Supreme Court, which is about gerrymandering again, because if you look at Republicans, and I'm a Republican, Republicans don't win by getting votes. Republicans win by selecting the voters who vote for us. That's how Republicans win. And if the Supreme Court goes against this case, which is about gerrymandering, it is quite possible Trump may actually win again in 2020. It's a pretty a scary thing. And this is where I say that can it lead to like a civil war kind of situation? Because our state, like the state of California, like I don't think our state is going to tolerate anything like this. It can be dangerous. It can be more dangerous than we are thinking of. Like in the long run, this man is very destabilizing.
Very. And here is something that I want you guys to remember. Like I said earlier, this was a recruiting issue. And for everyone that is saying, oh, it was only a couple of hundred people that showed up to this rally, this, that, and the third. But here it is. Their message of hate was clear. It was clear. And guess what else, Ahmed? It was televised. Free publicity. They got what they needed. They got their point across. Every major news organization, whatever, covered them. Here we are on my podcast discussing them as well. They got their message across. They made it clear what they wanted to do. And it's done.
It is done. I think it's going to grow. And if President Trump, for some reason, either resigns or his people start seeing that he's being dealt with unfairness, they make it even more energized. And I have absolutely no idea how to control this situation. And till now, we haven't seen the power of the Justice Department. If Justice Department gets activated in his support, like you must have heard of it, like they're requesting records of like 1.9 million people who visited a certain website on a certain day. If something like that gets institutionalized under this president, dude, we are in Putin's America.
100%, man. 100%. And we're in this America right now. That's just it's hurtful. It's hurtful to see this. This is not the America that you and I both served for. This is not that America.
Oh no.
I think about the two guys from the military that I call brother that I still talk to. One is Hungarian and the other is Italian. One of them I see on a regular basis. He is my youngest. Both of my boys call him uncle, right? They don't see skin color. They just see a big dude that gives them great hugs, and they call him uncle. That's it. That's what this country is about for me. It's about all of us coming together, right? We all come together, and at the end of the damn day, we just love each other. It's so simple to me. But when you cannot, when the man, and I hate saying this, my God, he's the president of the United States. He is the president, and it sucks ass that he's the president. But he is the president. But when your president cannot denounce hate groups and instead deflects and says, well, there was bad people on both sides. No. You immediately should say, you know what? This is a hate group. And Ahmed, I put this up on Twitter. I said at this very point, I need Trump to literally say to all the hate groups, keep my fucking name out of your mouth. That's what will do it for
Kevin,
me.
Kevin, the thing is, he wasn't normalizing hate groups and the people who were protesting against the hate groups. Even if today he comes out and says that these guys were hate groups, but what I'm trying to say is that that's his people. That's him. Those hate groups are him. He didn't come out to basically say they both were equal. He wasn't trying to be an impartial judge over there. He was coming out in defense of his people because he felt that everyone was going against his people, which in turn means everyone was going against him. So he is them. We cannot look at him as a separate person. That's him. David Duke is him. If you call him David Duke, like in computer programming, there's this thing called objects. So objects are something, if I'm going to make it really simple. So there is a parent, and the parent has a bunch of babies. And all these different babies have all the characteristics of the parent. So David Duke and Trump are brothers of each other. They are the same thing. They're from the same parent. Our president's father was a member of the KKK. And he may not be a registered member of the KKK, but he is the same person. So there's no way he is going to denounce them. Even if he denounced them, it's going to be fake. In reality, what's going to happen is Justice Department is going to start going after people like that. And Kevin, one thing which we are forgetting is the Navy today is highly integrated. One of the best feelings I have about the Navy is the people I serve with. Just think about it. You end up with an officer who belongs to a European heritage, and he gives a certain order to a younger person, an enlisted person who belongs to our heritage. What would happen if the younger person who belongs to our heritage refuses to take that order? We will end up in a situation where our military may become dysfunctional because of this person. We never had that problem. When I was in the Navy for 4 years, all my officers were white, and I never looked at them as white people. I can guarantee you there are a lot of soldiers and sailors and Marines who are looking at their white officers as white officers, and that's a very dangerous thing. And this man is making that happen.
And yes, he is. And it's bringing up the issue. And you know what? It's always been an issue. It's always been an underlying issue. Color in this country, race in this country, right? And he was right. You know, this has been going on a long time. This was before the first Bush, the second Bush, before Obama, before him, before all this. Race has always been an underlying issue with all of this stuff, right? And so now we're in this time frame where people are like, you know what? I don't want to hide anymore. I am literally going to simply say to you, guess what? I am here. You can look at me, you can hate me, but I am still here. And that's what the neo-Nazi groups are doing. That's what the hate groups are doing. You don't have to like me, but I don't have to hide anymore. And that's one of the things that we have to remember. They're not going to hide anymore. As long as this man is in power, they will not hide. It's that simple, right? It's that simple for me.
Kevin, one of the sad things which come out in a situation like this is that these people all act all patriotic with their weapons and like they created this country, blah, blah, blah. And I look at them as like, why didn't you serve in the military then? And I look at this guy, the 20-year-old murderer from Ohio, and I look at him like, the guy couldn't even complete basic training.
No, he couldn't.
Like, what is the... that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, all these guys you see in this march, they come out as like... The thing is, their strength is in an image. Their strength is not in strength. They are not strong. They cannot even clear basic training. Their BMI is high. They don't have partners. They don't have relationships. These guys are failures in their own... And... Give me a second, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and mute you for a quick second. Just give me the thumbs up when you're ready, okay?
So they are failures, and the only power they have is their vote. And only power we do not have, or we have and we don't exercise, is we do not vote. And just because of that reason, these guys can come out and make us feel scared. And this fear is only in the image. I don't think these people are that scary. Like, we really need to confront them. And the thing is, you have to look at them as the white lion. It's the image they're trying to create based off on the past. But they're not really strong people. They are weak. I have been to protests and I never carried my gun with me because I never felt like I need to carry a gun to go to a protest.
Same
Why
here.
Would I need a gun to go to a protest?
I've been to protest as well.
I'm adding my voice. I'm adding my number. And these guys are weak people. And we should show them that they're weak people.
Yeah.
I would consider them to be strong if, say, in a protest, they have 50% of the people who are with them are women. That's when I'll be like, we got to be scared. Now, women are part of their thing. We got to be scared. But women are not part of their group. Until the time women are not part of their group, it's just a bunch of guys. It looks scary, but I don't think it's not going to be, it cannot grow naturally. It can grow by hate, but it cannot grow naturally.
Mm-hmm. So I see it's almost our time here. I got about 10 more minutes before you got to clock out of here. But I did.
I cannot hear you, so I'm going to refresh myself. And my daughter wants to come out also.
Okay. So, hey, Matt, do you need to hang up? Okay, well, he'll come back. So one of the things that I want to discuss, piece of this, I don't ever say the names of these killers. I'm not going to give them any play. I'm not going to give them any publicity. But this young lady that was killed, Heather Hare, her life was lost because of stupidity. Heather Hare lost her life because of stupidity. There are so many that are hurt because of stupidity. So now, if we as a country, if we're going to continue this mindset, this logic that everything is okay, what they did was okay, we have a long way to go. And for the life of me, people, please, please stop saying that she was somehow wrong. Please stop trying to find everything you can to justify this. Please stop doing dumb stuff. Accept this for what it is, as a bunch of racist, bigot idiots out there trying to intimidate people. And I'll tell you what else. I'll tell you what else is what's going to happen. If the rumors are true, and these guys actually want to bring their asses to Los Angeles, all bad. I need y'all to know. All bad. Okay? That is a all bad scenario all the way around. You are not very smart if you decide that you want to come to Los Angeles, the West Coast. You don't want that ass whooping. Because that's essentially what's going to happen. You think Anaheim was bad? Well, now we're prepared for you. The people in Los Angeles are prepared for you. They are ready for you. They are ready to have this fight. That's all I got. So before you reach out to me and you're like, KJ, you know, there's so much more to it. No, there's right and there's wrong. I don't give a damn about permits. I don't give a damn about any of that. Hate is hate. Tate. And you cannot convince me that what they did was okay. You'll never be able to look me in my face and tell me what they did was okay. I will never respect you as a human being if you tell me what they did was okay. I'll never, ever respect you. I'll never, ever respect you. That is a hateful act. That is a hate-filled act. And for those of you that are condoning this and saying it is okay, please miss me. Please miss me. A woman lost her life because of hate. She was hit by an automobile. I don't give a damn if he felt provoked. You go the opposite direction if you feel that threatened. No, he chose to drive into the crowd. That idiot, that spineless, gutless pig drove his vehicle into her. Let that sink in, America. All right, Amet. Spineless, gutless pig. You know, at this point, I don't know. That's all I got. Before I hang up, Amet, I'm going to mute your mic. I don't want to get too much of her audio, her laughing and stuff. but yeah, this is the country that we're in. This is our life. This is not some silly game where people can just be hurt or whatever the case may be, and we can just walk away and nothing of it. we're living in a country where people feel like, hey, you know what? I can do this and I can get away with it. And that is the absolute worst way to think. That is the absolute worst way to think. The fact that we cannot say this was a terrorist act, a domestic terrorist act, says a lot about us as people, about this administration. That was a terrorist act. That was a spineless guppy of a human being and what he did. Spineless. So, Ahmet, I know you can probably hear me. I have nothing else further to say about this. If you have something to say, give me the thumbs up and I'll unmute your mic. If you have something to say, give me the thumbs up. I'll unmute you for a few seconds. Let me unmute you then. Go ahead, sir.
Kevin, when 9/11 happened, I was in New York at that time. I used to work in Long Island, and I saw the whole thing happen with my own eyes, and I saw the everything. And one of the things which I learned from that was that, and this is a New Yorker, and what this guy said is, if we go after these people, the people, the Saudis who did this, if we go after them as a terrorist, then it'll become a political thing. And look where it has led us today. And this guy, we can call him, and I do agree that he's a terrorist, but we should also look at him as a criminal. It has to be both. We have to be very careful with terrorists, because one person's terrorist end up becoming another person's freedom fighter. So we have to take that into consideration also, how we're going to deal with the situation. Because if, of course, the book should land on him, there's no defense that there's, I think he should be prosecuted fullest extent of the law. But at the same time, he should not be turned into a martyr. And I can guarantee you, in ultra-right circles, they're not looking at this guy as a terrorist. If something happens to him, they're looking at him as a martyr. And that's what we don't want also. He should be shamed as a criminal.
A criminal, a killer.
It's hard, Kevin.
A criminal, a murderer. Every foul thing that can be said about a human being, this is what I see. Yep. Nothing more, nothing less. You're a vile, disgusting human being. Anyone that believes that race should determine who gets what in this world, you are a vile fuck of a person. You don't deserve any. You don't deserve it. Ahmet, it has been roughly 45 minutes, sir. Great show. I don't want to stay on too much longer. Village, you have our thoughts. This was literally a show about just getting this off of our chest. This was me getting this off my chest. We have to speak about things like this. If the left were to do something like this, everybody would have been all over it. Fox News, oh my God, these liberals have lost their damn minds. But when the right does something like this, all of a sudden it's like, oh, and she's so pretty. when the right does something like this, all of a sudden, let's make the excuses. So Ahmet, I'm going to give you final thoughts, and then I'm going to end the show.
Kevin, we all need to stay united against people like this. We should call our president by who he really is. And about the family, what the mother said today, her voice has become louder, even though these people try to shut her down. And we should also take one thing into consideration, that a lot of people who are protesting against these groups belong to a lot of races, including white people. So we will fight against them, and I don't think this ideology can prevail for long. I think these guys are going to be crushed. And I mean, like, literally, not physically.
Roger that. All right, Village, you heard our thoughts. You've heard Ahmet. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic by searching Welcome to the Village. You can also find us on Tumblr by searching JOHNSOMKL 2004. Crowdcast replays will be played on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel. Please go and subscribe to the channel. You can also find us on Google Plus by searching for Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website welcometothevillage.com. Crowdcast is every Wednesday and every Saturday. Advertisements are available. Advertisements are available through Fiverr. Just you can message myself or you can message Lady J. We will send you information on where to go and how to get a hold of us as far as advertising and all that good stuff. Please hit us up. If you guys are a business and you're looking for an affordable way to market yourself, please hit us up. We are here for that. We have packages varies across price range. We are really trying to do this. Also, check out the Etsy page. We have wristbands, t-shirts, and the soaps will be going up as well. So come check those out. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Please have a great night, guys. Bye.
Let's get it.